As you can see, our topic this morning is Silvanus and Silas. Does anybody know anything about these men? No? Well, they are one and the same, as we'll see. Now, there are several men and women of the Bible in the history of Scripture who are well known. Peter, Paul, the apostles of the Lord, and of course Mary Magdalene, who was the first human witness of the resurrected Messiah. And there were many others, however, who were just as faithful and courageous in their lives and in their service to others. Among them was Silvanus, also known as Silas. Now, the different name renderings are due not just to an abbreviation of a Greek name, but that Silvanus, although Greek, was formed as a Roman rendering of the Greek name, just as Mark and Marcus, Timothy, Timotheus, you get the picture. Silas, however, in English, is more directly Greek. So Silvanus, Silas, is translated as Silas in the book of Acts, which is written by Luke. And notice again that Timothy, Timotheus, is another example, as I just mentioned, of a different name rendering for the same person. So we're going to go to Acts chapter 17, and we'll look at verses 14 and 15. This is going to be an open book type of study. All right. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him, with all speed they departed. Now 2 Corinthians 1, verse 19. In the letters to the Corinthians and the Thessalonians written by the Apostle Paul, he's recorded as Silvanus. The Greek-speaking Luke recorded them as Silas and Timotheus, while Hebrew and Roman-speaking Paul recorded them as Silvanus and Timotheus. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. And now let's move on to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 1. And what we're trying to do here is show the difference in the Greek and the Roman for the same person. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the ecclesia of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the ecclesia of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Did Silvanus, Silas have a preference? We might have a clue in the epistle of Peter, which is mostly spoken by Peter, but which was written by Silvanus. And he records this: by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly. Also mentioned in these verses was Marcus, who Peter refers to as his son, who later became more well known from his gospel book of Mark. In other words, most of the then youthful Mark's later eyewitness accounts of the ministry of the Messiah was from Peter. Much of the Gospel of Mark is actually thought to be the Gospel witness of Peter. Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. We'll look at verses 12 through 14. Here we see recorded, by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. The ecclesia that is at Babylon, elected together with you, salutes you. And so does Marcus, my son. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we've made the point that Silvanus and Silas were, of course, one and the same. The names were changed depending on who the brother was writing about. Now, we find Silvanus was a faithful brother. we're going to look at Acts 15, verses 22 and 23. Now, while some grew to prominence in the ecclesia after their introduction in the Bible record, Silas, or Silvanus, was already regarded as a man worthy of trust in the service of the Lord. In Acts 15, verses 22 and 23 is recorded, "Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole ecclesia to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner, The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia." And Silas was regarded as a prophet at that time, along with Judas, surnamed Barsabbas. In Acts 15, verses 30 to 35, we read, "So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch. And when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And after they had tarried there apace, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also." Silvanus, or Silas, became a close associate of the Apostle Paul. After a disagreement over the then youthful Mark's inability, it would seem, to do an apostle's job, Mark later grew strong in his service and was reconciled to Paul. As we read above, when Paul's ministry was nearing an end, both Mark and Silas joined with Peter, who was also martyred not long after. In verses 36 through 41 of Acts 15 is recorded, "And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder, one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the ecclesias." Now, Silvanus later became as persecuted as the Apostle Paul, not only because he happened to be there with Paul. Notice that in inferring to Paul and Silvanus, it was stated, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." Let's go to Acts 16, verses 16 through 18. And this is what we read. "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain in soothsaying. And the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour." And we learn also that Silvanus was imprisoned and tortured with Paul at the behest of the men who had made a business out of a local religion. Let's go to Acts 16, verses 19 through 24. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. After Paul and Silas prayed, the Lord answered their prayer with a powerful demonstration that he does not forsake those who do not forsake him. In verses 25 through 40, we read, And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeants, saying, Let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul said unto them, They have beaten us openly uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privily? Nay, verily. But let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told these words unto the magistrates, and they came, feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out, and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. The ministry of Paul and Silvanus continued. Some of the people believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. Now let's turn to Acts 17. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 days Sabbath reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a multitude, and of the chief women not a few. For a time Paul and Silas, Silvanus, were a single ministry. In other words, the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. Let's drop down to verses 10 through 15 in Acts 17. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews, These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed, they departed. The Lord eventually began to get people safely away from Paul. Paul's time of martyrdom was approaching, while Silvanus and Silas yet had work to do. The scriptures don't tell us what happened to Silvanus, but considering all that is recorded about him, it seems unlikely that he survived a natural death. The Apostle John is the only apostle that is recorded to have survived to old age for the purpose of writing the book of Revelation. Now let's go to Acts 18, verses 1 through 6, and conclude our study. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them, and wrought. For by their occupation they were tent makers, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit, and testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, Your blood be upon your own heads, I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles.